It's a farewell to the Joshes, to Gersh, to Ozzy, contributed so much to our yeshiva for the past 2 years, and you should have amazing, amazing, amazing success. Now that we're getting into the YU Torah, we're going to put a little pressure on myself, but Ezra Hashem, I'm going to be here tonight for your farewell address. It takes a lot to get me to, to be up that late on a Thursday night, but, and I just got back from America yesterday, so we'll see if I, like, physically am able to. The night before I was taking off, I really thought I fell asleep at the airport, like while waiting, our flight was delayed. And I kept setting my alarm, and I thought I like overslept and missed my flight. But I took a video for my wife. I literally could not keep my eyes open. Like I tried, like I literally, it was really, really bad. Similar to like my voice last week. But all right, I'm not doing the marathon. No, I haven't run since I ran with AB and. I don't know. It's simple. Not run. I got
it. Or the
Nah. We'll go tomorrow.
I'm the YU Torah Shir. We'll run.
Nah, we'll go tomorrow. Maybe during lunch I'll go for a run. That's not a bad idea. Okay, we've reached that point. Rosh Chodesh is next week. Tuesday, Wednesday.
No more talk noon.
Guys are heading out. It's we get to that point. So just, I for those that are in, I feel like in Rakan Shir, I gave over, probably this exact, don't feel bad if you don't remember. I feel like I gave this exact Shir last year. Why did I think that? Because I looked into my notes for 5782, and I basically printed out and added one point to what I said last year. We're going to talk about goals for Bein Hazman, maybe goals for life, and, also a farewell to Ariel, who's going to be, you can say. What are our goals for Bein Hazman and what are our goals for life? You know, would it be appropriate if, if davening doesn't get thrown into there? As we always have davening and learning, and we always have learning. When you get home, I mentioned that last week. It's amazing having my voice back. It was so hard not having it. When you get back, you might be like, oh, I can't really do anything with my day because, Pesach preparations are like really, really crazy. And, this might be a hot take. I think that's a little overrated how crazy Pesach preparations actually are. But with that being said, it's certainly not very hard for people sitting, for you guys sitting in these seats. Like, you should help. Like, if your parents ask you to do stuff, you should help. But I don't think and if you have jobs, like you're working 10 hours a day, making money, cleaning up people's homes, that's fine too. But if you're not doing that, like, I don't think your parents, plan to have you putting in 70-hour weeks towards Pesach preparation when you're then going on a plane to Orlando. So, like, I don't think you really have to worry all that much about that. But in any event, like, when you get home, you should be good children. And you shouldn't be like, no, mom, I gotta go learn. Like, not really go learn. Like, pretend I go learn and like play around with my senses. Like, you don't have to be like those. Like, you could be good, helpful children and make your parents very, 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 very proud. But Bein Hazman, I always feel like, more so, especially when you're in like that tikkuf of like Bein Hazman and like it's like a real thing. Like, it's a between. For those of you that are coming back here for Kaizen, those of you going to the army, for those of you that are going to post Pesach, like whatever you're doing, it's between the Zman of what you've done. And it's always like a good opportunity to like really see what am I, where am I, like there's no force anymore. You can really do, especially we say here, you can do whatever you want, but there's really no one who's gonna say anything to you when you're back. It's a good time to really evaluate where we are. Davening. Yeah. Why do we always have to come back to this, Ravazi? I don't know. Somehow or another, we always have to come back to it. I guess I could say it's like a level of frustration. Meaning sometimes like davening, it's a good thing and a bad thing, but sometimes it so overtakes your life that like you're spending like so much time contemplating what you should do. Like I was flying out at 11:40 on Tuesday night, and I had options. I could daven Maariv before I went to the airport. I could try to get Maariv in the airport. Like there's a lot of like contemplations. In general, relying on minyanim in the airport is never a good etzah. So I decided to daven there. But then like yesterday we arrived, our plane was a little delayed. We got off like 5:30. Like we left. I don't know why it took me 6 minutes and I was at the carousel. But it, you know, when you're at the only when you're at the carousel and the bags aren't there yet, you know, it's like kind of like whatever. There's not really much of a worse feeling. Like you're so proud. Like I don't know how you're so slow. Like dude, you got off the plane like 10 minutes before me, and like I'm here 20 minutes before you. But I don't know, you're in your camp a half hour before me. So like who's really the winner? Who's really the loser? But that whole time, like when I was getting off the plane, like waiting, like I don't know, should I have a minute now? Shkia is in 25 minutes, but we have a minute. Of course. If you have 500 Jews in the airport. And it's Mamish's man of Shkia, and you're on an airplane. No, we're gonna dive in later. No, we dive in before. I'm like, why didn't you just like cheshmon out that like probably like you're getting off the plane at 5:30? This isn't like JFK where you have to wait like in long customs, it takes forever. Like, you're gonna be by the carousel in like 15 minutes. Like, why didn't you just dive in chaved? But whatever, you know, it was a hard thing to give, like it was like driving me nuts, like what I should do, what I should not do. So for better or for worse, but that's like what happens when your life, you know, revolves around davening. That you start to have those cheshbonos, and that really should be how your day when you get back whatever you're doing over Bein Hazmanim. And you know, always the thing I like to say that sometimes people forget. But there's like a lot of there, like I don't know if I'd ever dive in the Yungishu of Woodmere, maybe once or twice in my life, and I dive in there 3 times in the last week, like in 3 days, like. Somehow, there's not only one shul. Like, there's a lot of different areas where you can daven and figuring out how to daven and figuring out, like, I don't know, they already changed the clock. Like, Mincha's at, like, 7 o'clock or, like, 6:30, whatever it is. Like, you could have, like, a long day of doing whatever you have to do. You know, you could shoot 18 rounds of golf with Kyle and still be able to get to Mincha by Shkia. But to really understand and focus on that, and that builds into like when davening is a part of your day, that's going to build into learning being a part of your day. All right, sure, we're good. That's going to build into learning being a part of your day, because it's very when you're non-structured, it's very hard to have any form of structure. But if you have, we talked about this last week a little bit. If you have like whatever minyan you're going to, and they go later and later, like. I wanted to see Habib the day of his wedding. I'm like, where are you diving? 9 o'clock. I'm like, ah, that's amazing. You're diving at 9 o'clock, but I actually have an appointment. You got married. But actually, Gabriel Habib. I actually had an appointment that day, so I couldn't come to see him. But like, there's a lot of minyanim, and they're late. So like, just having making sure every day, like non-negotiable is making sure that every day you're learning. Like we said this, Josh, he hears non-negotiable, he's running for the door. But it's non-negotiable. It's a point that I've said many, many of times, and it's something that's, you know, very, very, you know, I hold very dear to me. That like it is like, you know, this is a key, like this is a Leva Torah, you know, transition. You know, this is probably also gonna be a hot take, but something that needs to become a take is that there is not accept. You know, if you guys miss davening, you miss a minyan. Okay, fine. But there can't be a day in your. I mean, not fine, but it is what it is. But there cannot be a day in your life, unless you're in a coma, that you're able to say, I did not learn today. That is not negotiable. Everything is available. Everything's available in whatever language is desirable for you. You know, it's beyond easy, you know, Bizman Hazet, to be able to learn. And we're not talking about, like, so doesn't mean like you're telling your parents, like, yeah, dad, mom, I know you thought I was going post-Pesach. But I'm actually going back to the mirror next year, and I'll see you in 10 years, and we'll go hat shopping before I leave. Like, it doesn't mean we're saying anything like so controversial like that. If you want to do that, great. And everybody say like Shana Gimel, Shana Dal should be like a thing too. Okay, Fagan's not revolutionizing it as much as we would like, but you know that should be a thing too. But most certainly not a thing. A chiyuv gersh is that every single day for the rest of your life you're going to learn. And it's just very, very simple when that's built around that. I said this Maisa before. I said sometimes you'll listen to me about the Gabriel Habib, actually the one, every time he finishes the perek, he would send me the picture of the hadron of that perek. I get a lot of nachs. So David Siegel Pilimer has been on fire, and he just finished Maseches Sukkah. He just sent it to me at some point when I was in America. I got the message from him, or maybe right before. And how did he do it? Because every day around davening, I think a little bit before and a little bit after he stayed, like he sandwiches in, you know, whatever amount of time he has available for learning, davening, and learning, and every day he's doing something, and you're really able to accomplish a lot. But you can't go to bed. It's a little embarrassing, but I'll say that yesterday when I was having trouble finding my bag, which you know, there's a lot of like fears people. For one of it's annoying. Two, my cab driver's like every 3 seconds calling me and messaging me, where are you? So that's annoying. And number three, like the greatest fear I have to do is like, if the bag doesn't come, like then what? Then I need to deal with like customer service and go to other people. Like, that is so not my zone of where I want to do. So I said to like Hashem, like, you know, I've been waiting, it's already like a half hour. And like my Delta app is saying, like, my bag is like boarded on a plane. So like, I don't even know what that means. Like, that was 14 hours earlier. Like, I was like very, very nervous what's going on. So Hashem, you know, I didn't do the daf yet today. Like, my plan was I was going to do it this morning, like, before the second daf. Like, I'll do the daf tomorrow night at some point before I go to bed if I find my bag. I kid you not, I looked up. My bag was there. Unbelievable. And I held up to my end of the bargain. I did the daf last night. But that's why, remember your question, write it down. But that's why it's non-negotiable. It's non-negotiable. You have to have learning every single part of your day. Send me a WhatsApp every time you finish a parak. It gives me great nachas to know that when you finish a mesechta, if you need to write that in your notes to remember that, you know, it's an excuse to write that.
Can I send you a WhatsApp every time you finish a
parak? That'd be amazing. Yeah. Whatever works for you. Anytime you're doing anything. But you good? Okay. Anytime we're doing anything, like that, it really needs to be built around. And like to yourself right now, take a blue nether that every single day for the rest of your life, you're going to make sure that you're learning at some level every day and building that around davening and not being in a yeshiva setting. That's it. In ways, I always said, like, I feel like sometimes for a Leva Torah guy, that's like the optimal, because maybe you're not built for yeshiva, but you're built to learn an hour a day. So now I have a whole day. I just have to find an hour. But if those are the hardest, because there's no people coming down. There's no base medrash presence. There's no none of that going on. But making sure that you're having some level of learning. Also, an important thing to do on Beinus Man, which sometimes gets laid, you know, and everyone kept different interpretations. But you should do things that are fun. You should have a good time. I remember when I was Shanaal going to Pedro Martinez's 200th win. Maybe it was still Shea Stadium. I don't know if they changed over yet from Shea Stadium to City Field then. No, I think it was still Shea Stadium then. I remember where the New York Mets play. I remember doing that. Like, have fun, see friends, you know, hopefully, I was freezing in New York this week, but hopefully you'll have some like decent weather. Maybe your level of fun, you know, keep it a little tame, but like, or do it like while you're diving and learning, like, you know, whatever works for you. But, you know, but also like having that perspective, like, you know, and for some of you, like, you actually just want like a hard time, like, you know, these past 5-6 months, like, it's been tiring, you know, it's been difficult, you know, you've actually put in labor and toil and efforts that you didn't know were possible, and now it's like time to, you know, you can lay back, obviously within reason, but you can lay back. You know, I don't know if this will really, you know, so much be no gaya to many of you, because I think we live in different times. Like, in my times, people would do this. But it was like important to like be respectful of your family. Like, I'm sure this story is true, because it sounds like there's something like some stupid Jewish kid who like went to like a certain yeshiva and thought he got brummer would do. But there's a story of a certain guy who got back from yeshiva and he thought his parents had never totaled any of the dishes. Like, you know, you have to put your all kalim need to be put into water to be able to be used. So he thought they hadn't done that, and he went to like the local mikvah to total the dishes. And he came back home and his mom's like, where are all the dishes? Like, yeah, about that. I went to take them and to total them, and I broke half of them. And the mother had very choice words to say, which is like, you moron, we totaled them 20 years ago, and pay me for the dishes that you broke. Like, so don't be stupid. That's number one. If you have like real issues like this, okay, I don't ask like receive what to do. But don't be stupid. Although, like, be helpful. You know, I happen to like, you know, a lot of the time, like, these things are very hard to know, like, what to do, because every family has, like, different, like, nihugim. Like, my wife hates, like, when people help clean up. Like, for main reason, like, if we want to put boogers in the food, like, it's bad when people are helping to bring the food in. No, we don't really put boogers in the food. But, like, you know, whatever, like, if your hands are dirty, like, but, like, some people, like, really do get offended. Like, know the house, know your, like, if you're eating out of someone else, or you get your parent, like, if they're the kind of people that want you to, like, help bring stuff in and take stuff out, like, so get off your rear end and go help out. But, again, know yourself and know the family, and those like be like don't be like awkward. Like, it's not you know, you see people like, you know, you know, again, for better or for worse, probably not like so no gay. Like, if there's a girl that maybe once upon a time you were friends with and now like you think you're in a different place, like, don't be awkward. Like, you can say hello. It doesn't mean like, you know, go make out with her in front of like, you know, younger than Lauren Cedarhurst, but like, you know, but don't be. Or Skokie, I don't know any, or Kittens. But don't be normal. Just be like
normal. What's up, my fault? I want to
be be normal, people. Represent Yeshiva guys well. Represent your represent yourself well. Represent Yeshiva well. And lastly, this is a point that I just thought of, but definitely very important. I think like nowadays, probably more so than like ever, it's like your generation is like so removed from like the rabbi of the shul, especially in a big shul. Like when I grew up, it was like everyone knew the rabbi. Like that wasn't like, oh, you came back, and like it was awkward. Like we didn't even know who each other were. Like everyone knew that. But like for like talks I have like with rabbanim and guys, like it just seems like when I ask them like, oh, who's the rabbi of the shul, and you don't know, I'm like, that's okay, that's special. But like that also makes me think there's like definitely like a level of disconnect. It's important. You should try to get a connection with the rabbi. Now, you also have to be like realistic. Like, let's say you live in the five towns, and you're like, you know, I want to go to H. Cohen and be closer to Rabbi Weinberger. So, at one of the weddings I was at, the great photo I took of Rabbi Weinberger by himself, Rabbi of H. Cohen, by himself, no one there. And I'm like, he's probably in heaven. So, Rabbi Weinberger is a very busy person who has thousands and thousands of people who want to have what to do with them. I'm going to be very open with you. You're probably not going to be so successful. Maybe focus your co-host on Rabbi Cohen. You're probably not going to be so successful at getting that relationship with Rabbi Weinberger. But, you know, there are shuls that, like, can be smaller, that, that rabbis are more approachable. Not that Rabbi Weinberger's not, but that, like, they're more, like, in that realm of, like, able to do that. Like, to try to have what to do with your rabbi, like, he's going to have, like, he'll have nachas, and, like, and it's very, very important. And also, as you move on to the next stages of life, whether it be YU, I don't know if it was on the Army or whatever, or UK or whatever it is that people are doing, it's not always so easy to get a connection with. It's much easier in Leva Torah. Like there's a lot of them. Like you know, we're told like we're supposed to put an effort. Like you know, there's they're not told that. Like in YU, like they're not given the same rules. So like you know, you have to make sure you're close to Ozzy Provo, or what? Or you'll get the same exact paycheck you get without being called Ozzy Provo. Like they're not really told anything. I mean, maybe they are, I don't know. But like you definitely will have to put an effort in like trying to prepare yourself for that point of view. And I always like I honestly believe like when you see like the chain reaction or the passing on of like this guy was close to Rebbe Yeshiva and now he's close to like where he is in life and he's close to the shul rabbi, like that's like the greatest thing. Like it's much like I just like receive all the time. Like do you think it's weird when like a 32-year-old is like a shul rabbi is like asking you shilas? I'm like, and it's not like you're even so fast at responding. Like I get it. Like some of these services, like you write a question, like 4 minutes later, you have an answer. Okay, fine. Like, if you're responding every 5 minutes, like I'll take my chance with you. But like you're taking a day off. So, like why are they asking? Like he's like, yeah, I have no idea why they're asking me. Like it's like yeah, they should probably answer a shul rabbi. But, like there's definitely there's. I mean, that doesn't mean like you can stay in touch with receiving. You can ask me your shilas. Like I'm not saying not to, but there's definitely like a point that like you move on. Like you know, you have more and more connections with Rebbeim as you move whatever direction in life you're going with. That's very, very important. So, davening, make sure you daven every day. Go to Minyan, it's a good thing. Build your day around your Minyan. Learn, non-negotiable, Hanan, non-negotiable. Even if it's not 11 o'clock every night for the rest of your life. How about you can do that? Why can't you do that? But making sure that you're learning every single day. Like it's not, you spend 2 years here, you're burner, even you can do it. Learning every day. I think you've been out every time you're at that point. You've been out of the room. So you have to make sure you hear it. Well, every day, the rest of your life, you're learning. It's non-negotiable. It's non-negotiable. Helping out at home, spending time with family, being respectful to your family. You know, for some people, that's obviously much more of a challenge. You know, being with family. Like others, you know, as they say, like for some people, like a 3-day yontif is like the greatest bracha in the world, and for other people, like I don't know, it's like literally. The biggest, I always said it's like during COVID, like so some family, like they came so together for other families, like it just like ripped them apart because like being together that much, like it was pretty bad, like when you were barely together and then being stuck in the same house for months upon among end. So, okay, you have to know your family dynamic. Like everyone has a different family dynamic, Baruch Hashem. But to like be respectful, not be stupid, and to be respectful of your rabbi, and try to gain some form of a connection. Ask him questions, and be resourceful. Try to make that effort, and to No, you'll see a lot. I remember from my when I was in yeshiva, I went back and YU during Bena's Monomach. It's a very good reflection point to where, because obviously things are going to be on a lesser point. But the same way, I obviously learn less now than I learned when I was in yeshiva because of a job and a family. But you're able to see a lot during Bena's Monomach. Like, am I putting in, like, I have an hour now. Like, am I spending an hour, you know, watching, you know, like, the second quarter of a basketball game, and we all know, like, just watch, like, the last 8 minutes, because that's where it's all at, or 5 minutes, however you want to look at it, or am I using that hour? Like, no, I have an hour now, let me make sure, you know, mincha's at 7, so let me go 6 to 7, and I'm going to spend that time learning, and then right after, like, however your daily schedule has to work in, but, like, you're able to see, like, it's coming for you. It's not a built-in schedule in yeshiva, where, okay, like, there's time, or people are around all day, so it's just a part of, like, here, like, I'm literally on my own. I'm on my own cheshbon. They only maybe my parents care. Maybe they don't care. But, like, no one else is, like, looking at, like, what it is that I'm doing. So it's totally for myself. And what is it that's most important to me? And, you know, definitely, you know, on these trips, when I see people, I'm like, oh, you want to go to mincha? They're like, yeah, what's mincha? What time shachris? I don't know. Who even knew they had shachris in this college? Like, like, you know, you're able to, like, tell what a person's day, that did happen. That's a true story. What a person's day is really all about, and for yourself, like, you'll be able to tell, like, what your day is all about. And, you know, you guys are young. You can start your day late. Like, you know, go to the 9 o'clock shachris. Like, it's nothing. Probably like by 10 by now. Who knows? But like.
Yeah,
not even Chabad, even like just
there's 10 o'clock
meetings, podcasts.
Yeah,
whatever. So just, but what, however you want to build your day, like really, 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 really be productive. And the last piece, well, for those that are leaving, even in the army, like, if you're seeing struggles and you're seeing, like, you know, times are bad, like, reach out to those that, like, you feel have been there for you, who will give you chizik, like. Don't, like, you never want to hit rock bottom and then be like, oh, like, now let me try to get myself up, because at that point when you're rock bottom, it's much harder to it's much harder to get out. You know, I felt when you fly from America to Israel, so you have to do, and I only do the midnight flights, so all my flights are only midnight that time. So when you go to America, it's amazing. Sleep the whole time, wake up, then go to shachris, and when you come back to Israel, you got to wake up for shachris. And it's like pretty quickly into the flight, it's like the end of like Sosman Shema. So like you're like, you wake up dead. I was like, I felt like my, it's like a crashing, like a railroad going into it. Like so like beaten, like exhausted. And waking up like diving, like, I don't know, like banging my towels into the woman next to me. I don't even know what's going on. And then like, then you nap for like a couple more hours. And then you wake up and like now all of a sudden like you kind of feel up. You know, I feel like I'm more normal. Like, because that's what happens. Like, when you hit rock bottom, like, that first time, I'm like so at the bottom, like, I can barely do anything. Like, as you move up and up, like, now you're in a better position. So when you're starting here, like, you get to here, like, it's not so bad, hard to get back to there. When you get down to below the ground, like, then you're done. So you don't want to wait for that point. But we should all be successful. We should all be mechazik ourselves every time you finish a parak of whatever it is. If you finish a word and you want to send it to me, you know. I might just get old for you, but like, you know, whatever works for each of you. But to you know, to have to accomplish and have goals. Kedushin Asi. One of these days. We're working on all year. One of these days. Have a wonderful Shabbos and a Chodesh Tov.